Before she loathed me, before she loved me, Ginevra Catherine Winslow didn't know that I existed. That's hyperbolic, of course. By February, student housing had required us to share a hot shoebox of a room for nearly 6 months, so she must have gathered I was a physical reality, if only because I coughed every time she smoked her cools atop the bunk bed. But until the day Ev asked me to accompany her to Winlock, I was accustomed to her regarding me as she would a hideously upholstered armchair. Something in her way, to be utilized when absolutely necessary, but certainly not what she'd have chosen herself. It was colder that winter than I knew cold could be, even though the girl from Minnesota down the hall declared it nothing. Out in Oregon, snow had been a gift, a 2-day dusting earned by enduring months of gray, dripping sky. But the wind whipping up the Hudson from the city was so vehement that even my bone marrow froze. Every morning I hunkered under my duvet, unsure of how I'd make it to my 9 a.m. Latin class. The clouds spilled endless white, and Ev slept in. She slept in with the exception of the first sub-zero day of the semester. That morning, she squinted at me, pulling on the flimsy rubber galoshes my mother had nabbed at Value Village, and without saying a word, clambered down from her bunk, opened our closet, and plopped her brand new pair of fur-lined L.L. Bean duck boots at my feet. "Take them," she commanded, swaying in her silk nightgown above me. What to make of this unusually generous offer? I touched the leather. It was as buttery as it looked. "I mean it," she climbed back into bed. "If you think I'm going out in that, in those, you're deranged." Inspired by her act of generosity, by the belief that boots must be broken in, and spurred on by the daily terror of a stockpiling peasant, sure at any moment I'd be found undeserving and sent packing, I forced my frigid body out across the residential quad. Through freezing rain, hail, and snow, I persevered, my tubby legs and sheer weight landing me square in the middle of every available snowdrift. I squinted up at Ev's distracted, willowy silhouette smoking from our window and thanked the gods she didn't look down.